As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on the Roku Sports Channel from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Who do you like in the Super Bowl?
I like the Chiefs.
Kansas City!
You're really going out on a limb, aren't you?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Hey, listen, the Eagles are really good, but I also
Boy, are they?
But I chose the Chiefs.
The Eagles are going to have to be up by at least 30 points.
Earlier on the show, host of Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio. Coming up, Fox Sports NFL analyst Julian Edelman, University of Washington head coach Jed Fish. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. We've got a poll question out that I'd love to check on at top of hour number two after we just said goodbye to Mike Florio in hour number one. And we'll say hello to Julian Edelman in 20 minutes time right here. We got a Super Bowl MVP coming up on this program. Chris Brockman, I asked at the top when I was caping for Josh Allen, despite seeing so many people out there point a finger of blame in his direction as to losing, reason why they were losing, or they can't get past the Chiefs. Who would you take to win your first Super Bowl first? Josh Allen or Jaden Daniels? What are the current poll results right now here?
What would you say before I tell
Josh
you
Josh Allen.
You would say Josh Allen? Yes, so does everyone else. 72% Josh Allen.
Okay.
28%.
I was going for the recency bias. And that the, you know, hey, Commanders don't have to get past Mahomes until they see Mahomes in the Super Bowl. They could make it easier. That's why I said win the Super Bowl first. Because I think if we just said make a Super Bowl, people would choose Daniels over Allen. You got to win it.
Win it. I put up one yesterday, too, when we were talking about like snake-bitten teams, Bills or Lions, who wins one first. And I was kind of surprised. The Bills were 60% out of that. With almost 3,000 votes.
Let's take a quick phone call here. Tony in Toronto, Canada.
Tony.
There we go. What's up, Tony? How are you, sir?
Hey, Rich. How are you?
I'm good.
Great program. Enjoy it very much.
Appreciate it. If I'm not mistaken, Toronto is Bill's country, correct? If you have to choose one?
Absolutely. I'm a Cowboys fan, but I very much like the Bills as well, especially during the Jim Kelly era there. That was a dynasty club. Unfortunately, miscues, goalpost, with a field goal post, and some other stuff. Otherwise, that's a dynasty club in itself. Getting back to the topic, KC versus Buffalo, they're very evenly matched. I think Allen is missing a, let's say, elite wide receiver in the likes of Jamar Chase, CeeDee Lamb, one of these guys that, you know, could really stretch the field. I think he really, really needs that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what transpired, I think you guys, while I was on hold, mentioned it. They got outcoached. Andy Reid, Spagnuolo, the defensive coordinator there, they really showed their elite coaching abilities. And I think that made the difference.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't think that's where the changes are going to get made in Buffalo, nor should they be. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, not, you don't have too many Andy Reids and Spagnuolos available.
That's correct.
But, right. So, but if you ask someone right now what made the difference, I think that was a difference. And, you know, you got to recognize those two gentlemen for the excellence, in their profession that they do.
So I'm going to test Canada niceness before I let you go, Tony, to try and help TJ Jefferson, fellow Cowboy fan.
Hi, Tony.
Tony, you're a Cowboy fan who lives in Toronto, who also likes the Bills due to the proximity and obviously enjoying them. So who are you rooting for in the Super Bowl, Tony, if you're a Cowboy Bills fan?
Ooh.
You got Chiefs, Eagles.
Oh, man,
I can't imagine that you're. And so TJ has no problem rooting for the Chiefs. I imagine you might.
You know what? I don't, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
I don't mind if the Eagles win, but I think the class people that are on KC2, they deserve to go into the history book of getting those three back-to-back-to-back Super Bowls.
Okay.
So that's why I think I'd like the Chiefs to get it because, you know, Mahomes is a class guy. He's a humble guy for the elite quarterback that he is and some of these other players that are not humble. He's very humble, very professional. So accolades to him and Coach Reid. And that team, you can tell, is very professional. Less penalties than most. They're very disciplined.
Okay.
I didn't like what Kelsey did the other year when he bumped thing, but anyway, that can happen, I guess.
All right, Tony, I was testing your Canadian niceness, and you passed the test because I think TJ Jefferson has a big problem with you saying that you don't have a problem with the Eagles winning, but I appreciate you calling, Tony.
Confirm that Tony's Canadian.
I think he did.
Very, very problem nice. With Tony. Yeah, nice. Tony doesn't have my background in terms of he hasn't had to deal with the Steelers and the Eagles fans his entire life the way I have. This is personal.
Mariachi band personal.
I mean, before that, the mariachi band's the least of my concerns, dog. Like, I got to go back to Pennsylvania at some point. Mm. You know what I mean?
I do know what
you
mean.
Mm-hmm.
The East Coast.
You know what I mean?
Eagles, Chiefs. Yeah. Oh. There's a new Chiefs fan in that picture, and it's not the mariachi banders or me. It's TJ Jefferson.
Hey, man.
And Stone Street are just going to be thick as thieves Super Bowl week.
Again, I'm into history. I love greatness. I want to see history made.
Why? Suddenly he's a history buff.
Suddenly all I talk about is a team hasn't won a Super Bowl in three decades. Of course I'm into history.
Suddenly we got Ken Burns over there in the corner.
Yeah, that's what I'm all about.
We got a sports documentarian over there.
Love it.
Okay. Steeped in the history of the game. That's what he's into.
Yeah, I don't know anything about history of anything.
Not
Rich.
At all. No, no.
No, not me.
844-204 Rich, number to dial. Let's talk about a couple of coaches that got introduced.
Let's do it.
Yesterday. With a couple of one word outbursts. One from one of the coaches introduced, one from the audience. This is great stuff. Pete Carroll, in the midst of his introductory press conference as the new HC of the Las Vegas Raiders, back in the NFL as a hire by Tom Brady, can't make this stuff up. The quarterback whose team prevented Pete from being a back-to-back Super Bowl winning champion and a dynastic coach in this league. At any rate, this is a fun moment from the press conference in Vegas.
We do want to fill our stadium up with our guys. I know that we have a good draw for people from out of town. There you go. There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Now, you might be sitting there wondering, was that one of these diehard fans that he's hoping to fill up the stands?
Sure.
Actually, that was Marshawn Lynch in the back of the room screaming that out at his old coach. And this just goes to show you a couple things here. This is what you're going to get with Pete Carroll. You're going to get Pete, he's fully aware okay, that the 12th man in Seattle was significant. He understands he's going to a spot in Vegas where, let's just say, the 12th man has been more than not the first man of the secondary ticket market when they come to Las Vegas to hang out for a weekend and watch their team play the Raiders. And he's kind of already calling it out that they need to create their own home field advantage in Las Vegas. And I, first of all, I love that. He's as aware as they come, and he's trying to plug in. And on top of it, he's bringing Marshawn Lynch with him. And what I'm saying, bringing with him, not on his staff, I'm just saying, kind of who's perfect for Vegas? You know what I mean? Like, where you're bringing a bit of the circus is coming. Marshawn and his energy's bouncing off the walls and relating to the scene and creating his own scene. And the energy of the city might be plugged into the franchise. I don't think I'm making too much of it here that he kind of gets it in a way. And, you know, in the same way that you think someone at age 73 going to Vegas is probably sitting there at a slot machine constantly pushing that button. You see those videos of those people there, right? Just constantly in those. He's just the one who keeps on hitting the buttons to try and push the buttons to get the money to come out of the machine with his players. And he's bringing some championship quality to it. Who else is bringing Marshawn Lynch into the Las Vegas Raiders fold? Am I wrong? I don't know if was he around the team. He's just bringing his own style here.
He finished his career with the Raiders, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know here. When I saw that, I'm like, things get loose with Pete a little bit. But he's also bringing the culture to keep things nice and tight. It's more I think about it, like a perfect hire. I have no idea, right? I don't think he's lost his fastball. I don't think he lost his fastball at the end of his tenure in Seattle. You know, the Legion of Boom moved on, and Russ definitely started declining, and they got out from under it.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Give this guy the quarterback, and let's see what goes on. I'm just genuinely concerned who's the quarterback there.
It might be Russ.
That would be wild. More of the Pete scene being brought in.
It's a vibe change, which is, like, I think, is what they really needed.
One more thing to just say here. I just remember when Pete showed up in Seattle, and we were there on a Thursday night on NFL Network. It was kind of, I think it was the end of the Andy Reid era in Philadelphia was beginning to circle the drain. And Pete's era in Seattle was beginning to get some steam. But this was pre-Russ. Russ wasn't there yet. And we were looking for a guest after that Thursday night win that Seattle had. And we asked for Marshawn Lynch. He declined. And the only other person we could think of was Pete. I don't remember any other head coach coming to our set on Thursday Night Football. And how many do you see on Prime Video? Because it's the same people who are running that show as that were with us at NFL Network at the time, producing it. You could even follow, like, the rundown. It's almost, I can call out the next segment on Prime Video because it's a similar rundown to the one that we were doing back in the day. How many coaches have you seen on the set of Prime Video after that, right?
Like zero, right?
But we reached out to him because he was the culture. He was the avatar. He was the guy. And right now, in Vegas, right? It's him. Again, this is what you this is what you get with him.
Him and Brady are really kind of the faces of the franchise right now.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Got to get the quarterback. But he's used to it. He's used to coming in and installing a culture and changing it around. And that's what I think Vegas is doing, because the owner has been kind of churning. Bring Brady in. Let him run the show. Bring in Pete. And I know earlier Floria was saying that could be an awkward conversation if Brady and Pete don't see eye to eye. But I kind of think they're going to see eye to eye more than not.
Pete is their fifth head coach since 2020.
Dude, they churned through it. And this guy is, he knows what it's like to change the culture. And he's bringing Marshawn with him.
You think Raiders fans would beat somebody up for the stability at coach that the Steelers have, that the Steelers fans seemingly don't want? Five coaches?
No, I know, but yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. Obviously, Tomlin in Vegas would be a nice fit, too, but he had no interest in being traded for, and I have no idea if the Raiders were that one of those teams.
Yeah.
Another coach introduced on Monday. Liam Cohen, the new HC of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And this moment's being discussed a lot because, well, we'll just play it for you, and you'll know why.
Jacksonville, the community. Duval. How do we do this together? This has to be collaborative. I want it to be as collaborative as possible for us to go to the next level, take the next step, and for us to have found a home for the first time in a long time that we can maybe plant some roots and truly be in a community and a family that we love and trust.
Kind of had that feel of self-help, you know, come on my seminar, you know? Kind of like Tom Cruise at the end of Magnolia, you know?
Yeah, like
I just kind of, like, you know, like thanks for coming to my like Liam talk.
Like a tech bro kind of getting.
That's what it sounded like.
It's just not a good start.
And plus the way that he arrived there, people are just wondering, you know, what's up with this guy who they probably have never really heard of until what happened last year with the Buccaneers and how he was going back there as the offensive coordinator. And he was given a big, huge contract. And then he turned around, pivoted and took the gig in Jacksonville. I think he spoke about that, if I'm not mistaken. I think he did actually talk about that. Here, hit it.
Look, the opportunity to coach in Tampa was a phenomenal one to get my feet wet in the NFL as the offensive coordinator, and I thank them so much for that opportunity. As you continue to do more research and gaining more information as you go, it started to become, you know, more clear with every hour. That this was an opportunity that you just can't pass up.
Just to be clear, did this have anything to do with the change in the front office structure?
This was completely about an opportunity to work for an owner and a group of people with a group of players that needed some help. And that's what coaching is, right? That's what coaching is all about, is trying to go help people and be around people. So. No, that was not the factor.
Well, I mean, it you know.
Okay, buddy.
The GM got bounced after he was on, like, Zooms with the owner at the outset of having fired Doug Peterson. Like, he was out front and center. Listen, the guy wins football games and turns Trevor Lawrence around. Guess what? We're not remembering any of this stuff. I honestly, there has been no more, in the last couple of years, awkward introduction than Jonathan Gannon in Arizona, right? Mm-hmm. When we went up to Rondell Moore and pew, pew, pew. Remember that?
Well, you know? And then Adam Gase. Like, there's been Nick Sirianni's was super weird.
Well, I mean, those were weird.
Yeah.
And guess what? Gase, it became a meme of him with his eyes going around looking at tacos because it was such a disaster there.
Yeah.
And as Sirianni is now the fifth youngest head coach to take a team back to the Super Bowl twice, who's remembering Sirianni's opening press conference?
Yeah, nobody.
And when I met with Gannon and the Arizona Cardinals prior to the Rams and the Cardinals, Nobody's talking about pew pew. Like, he's got a full
right.
He's got a full control of that team. They have bought in. They love him. He loves them. And the Cardinals are pleased, very, very pleased.
It's like when you give up a lot for a draft pick or whatever. If it works out, nobody remembers.
But for the moment, though, we have a new drop.
Duval.
Okay. And that may be applicable for when we talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Duval.
Talk about that. Or, you know, hey, who is that golfer who had a nice run with Tiger Woods?
Duval.
Right.
Nice. Nice. That great actor from the movie we love, Robert. The Godfather.
Robert, yeah. Right.
Duval.
Is that right? who is the guy who
Shelley.
Said
he loves...
Okay, Shelley Duval. Look at that. There's another one. Yeah, okay. Yeah, who was the guy who said he loved the smell of napalm in the morning?
Yeah.
Robert. Duval.
We can't stop. We can only hope to be contained right now.
I hope it works out for him.
We're repeating them, so we probably should stop.
Is that right?
We're two Robert Duvalls.
No. Yeah,
I don't mind it.
Well, Shelley Duval then again.
Famous
Duval.
That's right.
Famous.
Who played olive oil? Shelley
Duval.
I was going to go Shining.
Well, I think his first Shelley was for the Shining.
Ah, okay, very good.
Yeah. See,
okay. See, now you're into it. By the way, that's the Letterman style of humor, is to just repeat it, and then beat it into the ground. It becomes funnier.
That's a shame.
Okay, good.
We need to get that Raiders by Marshawn.
Yeah, we got
to
get the Raiders by Marshawn. That's it. Yeah. So you got on one end, you got Raiders, and then the other one, you got
Duval.
The Bears. Right. We'll take a break here on the Rich Eisen Show. You know who's going to join us next? It's Julian Edelman.
Edelman. Oh, Jules. Let's go.
Sing the song, bro.
Last time he was on this show, I was doing shots with him, I think.
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
Edelman.
This is a message from sponsor Intuit TurboTax. Now, taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you're a first-time filer or didn't file with TurboTax last year. That's right. Just do your own taxes in the TurboTax app by February 18th. Had a few jobs last year? It's free. Have a lot of forms? Yep, still free. Have a bunch of new invisible crypto coins? Heads up, it's still free. Convinced you saw Bigfoot, even if your friends don't believe you. That has absolutely nothing to do with taxes, but you better believe it's still absolutely free. Just download and do your own taxes in the TurboTax app by February 18th. All tax forms, all 100% free. Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in app by February 18th. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. Let's talk Live Good, people. We all take supplements, or at least we know we should. But why are so many supplement companies charging ridiculous prices for products that really aren't that special? It's frustrating. That's why I want to introduce you to Live Good, a brand that's turning the supplement industry on its head. LiveGood believes that everyone deserves access to high-quality supplements without the insane markups. They offer premium products formulated by their industry-leading team of natural health experts, and they cut out the middleman to sell them at some of the lowest prices anywhere. You're going to love it. Collagen peptides, energy endurance electrolytes, organic coffee. Yeah, coffee, organic super greens, protein powder, weight loss products, hormone products, skincare products, all highest quality products at prices people can actually afford. Ready to make the switch and start saving? Well, we'll make it even easier for you. Use our link and you can save an additional 10% off your first order on top of the already lowest prices. Just go to livegood.com/rich to save 10% on your first order. That's livegood.com/rich. Don't miss out on this opportunity to invest in your health without overspending. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show on the Roku Sports Channel live stream. The radio audience will rejoin us in a couple minutes' time, but it's never too early to bring in our next guest, courtesy of Angel Soft, none other than Julian Edelman. How are you, Julian? What's up, Jules?
I'm good. I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing very well. Look at you in that massive chair. This is very very nice that you're set up.
It's you know, we like comfort here at Angel Soft. little Angel the baby.
Is that okay? Very good. I see. Is that chair made of Angel Soft, Julian?
No, but if it was, it'd be 10 times better.
Ladies and gentlemen, Julian Edelman. Pitch man. You are just pitching like crazy right now, dude.
You guys know what this whole thing is, right?
Go for it.
Well, you know that Angel Soft literally is taking a Super Bowl commercial to give you a opportunity. You know, a lot of people are always glued to this TV, especially on Super Bowl weekend.
Yes.
For all the ads, the game, of course. Well, Angel Soft's taking the opportunity, or should I say potatunity, for you to go and take a bathroom break during their commercial. Nothing will be aired but little Angel Soft floating around to give everyone that break that's a necessity during the big game.
Interesting. Wow. So many people watch the Super Bowl commercials maybe more intently than the game itself. And yeah. Angel Soft is now saying, let's use our period of time that we have bought with our hard-earned money, and give everyone an opportunity, a potatunity, to go take a break. Interesting.
Yeah, you know, that's just people helping people.
Yeah, it is.
It's funny. Really. We've all had that.
Yeah,
we've all had that moment in our life where
understood. Yeah,
you needed it.
You got to go. Julian Edelman, everybody. There may be he's a team player, even though there's an I in Julian. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, we are joined by a Super Bowl champion multiple times over, an MVP, and the man who, courtesy joining us of Angel Soft, the great Julian Edelman. I've now introduced you to the radio audience as well. So Julian, watching these playoffs and hearing that the Chiefs have favor. Okay, potentially from a certain striped-wearing individual. I'll be honest, Julian. I've heard this story before of a dynastic team being a dynastic, but people not maybe giving them the full flowers they deserve because they think there's a thumb on the scale in their favor with the referees. Would you happen to know which dynasty I might be referring to in that regard, Julian Edelman? You want to take a guess who that would be?
Yeah. The Steelers?
No, not going that far back. Yours.
Oh.
Yours. That Brady, all you got to do is breathe on him. Anybody else gets taken down, you know, and there's no penalty. Brady gets breathed on. If you get touched, if Julian Edelman gets touched, here comes the flag. Your guys could just be draped all over everybody and there's no flag. This doesn't sound familiar to you at all? Not at all.
Yeah, it does. It does. I mean, but it's apparent when you're on top, everyone wants to try to bring you down. It's a bunch of bull loney.
Nice.
That the league is helping the Kansas City Chiefs. If you got a problem with it, go beat them. Okay. The refs aren't involved in when you throw interceptions, when you fumble the ball, when you jump off sides, when you don't convert third down or fourth down or third and fourth down for short four times. They can't control that. Like, if you want to beat them, go beat them. Don't talk about it. Be about it. I'm so sick and tired of hearing people say that about the Chiefs.
Did you? And you did hear that, though.
We don't know. He's the face of the league. Okay? If it's close and you have to think about it, just stop. Okay? You got to do business as being done with the referees. We all have scouting reports on each ref crew on how they like to throw the game. You learn about it during that first part of that game. If they're calling it tight, you tighten back. If they're not, you just hope that they're consistent throughout the whole thing, which they usually are. And yes, they miss calls and they do these things and there's bad calls here and there, but you know, there's a handful of roughing the passers for guys that don't even have a resume that you looked at this year that got the call. If it's close, leave it alone. Yeah, they'll probably have to address that sideline awareness stuff. But, you know, these whole graphics about, oh, they don't get the call and they don't get the call. They don't give the call to them because they're coached better.
Julian Edelman here on the Rich Eisen Show, everybody. So when you're watching these Chiefs, do they how do they remind you of you and your teams back in the day, Julian?
They're situationally tight. You watch them on third down. You watch them in the red area. You know, a lot of these games, when you get to this time of the year, they're not won by the team that makes the most plays. Yeah, that's part of it. It's usually the team – well, it's always the team that makes the least amount of mistakes, and that's what they do. They play mistake-free, they play situationally tight, and they lull you to sleep, and then they beat you when they need to. And that's stuff that we used to do. So, you know, it's been fun to watch them because, you know, hey, that's how football's supposed to look. A lot of these teams that are sloppy, penalties, turnovers, abandoning their run game, when things get tough, trying to go for 2-point conversions in the second quarter, like you're beat. That's you. That ain't them. That's you.
So how did you guys approach the game in a manner? And obviously it helps to have folks like you and Belichick and Brady, Gronk. I get it. But how do you think the knowing what you guys did, Mahomes wasn't maybe yet really Mahomes, but you're part of one of only two teams to go into Arrowhead and beat Mahomes. What do you think the Eagles can affect based on what you were able to do back in the day, Julian? If there's any connective tissue here that could be drawn.
I think they got to do what got them to this point in the season. They're going to have to establish a run. It's very apparent that when that run game goes, it opens up everything else. It's also apparent that their drop back pass game for Philadelphia isn't, you know, where it should be for a Super Bowl winning team. But when you have a guy like Saquon Barkley, who's got, you know, he had 8 touchdowns in this playoff run, 9 touchdowns in this playoff run, like that's an X factor. They're going to have to play penalty free. They can't turn the ball over. You know, we talk about the last time these two teams played in the Super Bowl. You know, Jalen Hurts had such a great game, didn't they? I mean, he fumbled the ball and they scored on that. Like, you can't go in and think you're going to beat the champs, who are historically mistake free team right now, thinking you could go out and turn the ball over and squint up when things get tough, because they're not going to. They're used to being uncomfortable. I think that the Eagles are going to have to play a perfect game.
Julian Edelman here on the Rich Eisen Show. There's so many different ways I can go with you with our remaining time here. Okay, so you catch the go-ahead touchdown in the Super Bowl against the Seahawks. And we all know what happened on the goal line after that to make that the eventual game-sealing touchdown, Julian. If I had told you amidst the confetti that one day Tom Brady would be a part owner of a team conducting a coaching search and his first hire would be Pete Carroll, you would have said what to me, Julian?
I would say he's getting a guy that has a lot of continuity that knows this league.
All right.
Who's won in college and in the National Football League, who is a stable coach, who has a pedigree, who has a resume, that has a lot of energy. That's what I would tell you. And that's exactly what Pete Carroll is. You know, you know what you're getting with him. You're going to have a well-coached team that has a lot of energy, that talks about the ball. That's a ball-hawking team. Everything's about the ball, a ball-hawking team. Everything's about the ball. I mean, that's all you know about Pete Carroll. And, you know, I think it's a good hire.
You do like it.
I like it.
Okay. And what if I told you that night that one of the reasons why Belichick wouldn't be hired by Brady is because he was the coach of University of North Carolina?
I'd tell you you're crazy.
Now that
10 years ago.
Crazy. Now you would have told me I'm crazy.
That
right?
was 10 years ago. NIL wasn't there 10 years ago. If there was ever a time for it to make sense, it would probably be right now, where college football landscape is. You know, it's basically the minor leagues of the National Football League now, where, you know, free agencies, the transfer portal, the draft is high school kids. So I think there's a lot more similarities to pro football and college football now than there ever has been. So it makes more sense now than it would have 10 years ago.
All right. What are you doing for Angelsoft? I know you mentioned it for the television side of things, but now that we got our big audience with our radio coming back in with our Roku audience, go for it, man.
You know, Angelsoft's given everyone a potunity, or I should I say, I'm sorry, an opportunity.
Yes.
To use the restroom during the Super Bowl. They're taking out a commercial ad space to give everyone the opportunity to go use the restroom. We're all glued to the TV for all the commercials and, of course, the game. Angelsoft's using that commercial to allow you to go use the restroom. Angel. Oh, yeah, my little angel girl. She's a cutie.
That's the mascot,
radio,
right?
For the radio people, you can't see her. But if you saw her little beautiful face, that little Jerry curl thing that she's got, a little flip up, the little halo behind her, does it make you just want
to
melt?
What a great idea, basically, to say, you know, hey, listen, we're gonna create a commercial to allow everyone to go to the bathroom, courtesy of Angelsoft, and hopefully, we assume that product will be in said facility.
It definitely will be.
Okay.
I think it's a known fact that Angelsoft's in 99% of all bathrooms.
Potty-tunity is what it's being called. Potty-tunity instead of opportunity. That's why you went potty-tunity. I got it. Very good. Angelsoft.com/potty-tunity or follow all of Angelsoft's socials to get ready for it. I don't know if I've ever asked you this. The Boston knee party play, the catch that you made in your Super Bowl win. What was that like in the play? Well, no, I've heard of it. I've never asked you, walk me through the play. Like, did you know what, you know, it was coming to you and how you handled it? The ball was there. Were you literally thinking in the middle of it, my God, this catch keeps going on and on? Like, well, like, I don't think I've ever asked your perspective on that.
Yeah. So we were going through situations that week in practice. We had that play call in there. I believe it was bunker or something. Mm-hmm. And I have a middle read, two safeties. I keep it thin to the near upright. And we hit that play like twice in practice. We had great execution. So anytime you do that and a call is played, I knew Tom was going to come to me. So that play, going to that play, I was like, he's probably going to come to me. I got cover five, two man. I'm going to bop him at the top. Unfortunately, that was like our 90th play of the game, and I ran a terrible route. I made like a banana, and the worst thing you could see on two-man is when the inside leverage corner who's trying to funnel you to that safety turns and looks back for the ball because that ball is going to be on a line. Once I saw that, I went into panic mode, put my foot in the ground, tried to break it up, or, you know, the game would have been over, and then one thing led to another. I ended up making the catch, but – terrible route. Needed some Angelsoft because I may have pooped my pants.
Nice.
During watching the DB turn his eyes back to the quarterback on a cover five seam. But we got the job done. So, crazy play.
You know, I appreciate you working your sponsorship into the answer. That's why you're next level, Julian. That's why you are who you are. What did Brady say to you when you got back to the huddle after that? Anything?
What did he? I think he just said, "Yeah, babe, let's go. We gotta finish it."
Oh, nothing like the route. Nothing like moved on.
You know what? If a play works and you do something completely wrong, on how it was installed or a coaching point. Now, if it works, no one says a thing to you. But if I were to have had an interception on that play,
right,
probably would have been MF'd, and I would add to use Angel Soft to wipe up my tears.
Ladies and gentlemen, Julian Edelman.
I'm watching it right now. It was a terrible route. No, I don't know what you were doing.
This guy.
Banana route.
Unbelievable. Well, I mean, you certainly stuck the landing. No doubt about it. Am I seeing you in New Orleans? You going? You
going to
be there?
I'm going to New Orleans. I'm covering the game with Fox. We got a 3-hour pregame coverage. I'm excited about that. It's going to be fun to talk about the Super Bowl for the first time.
Nice.
At the Super Bowl.
Have you never done that yet? Wait a minute.
You've been with a network.
Okay. I thought you've been with Fox long enough that this might be your second Super Bowl, but this is your actual lining up with a broadcast team to do this thing.
I've been with Fox for 2 years. We didn't have, another network had it last year.
Okay.
So now that we have this year as Fox team, now we all get to come in
okay.
and throw and spit some dimes and knowledge. I don't know. I think there's a couple special guests. I don't know.
I'm sure. And the fact that Brady's calling it and you and Gronk are part of different pre-games and posts and stuff like that. It's pretty cool, man. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Very cool.
Good to chat with you, brother. Always great
to see you guys.
I'll see you down there.
See you, buddy.
I'll see you down there.
All right, boys.
You got it. That's Julian Edelman right there, the Super Bowl MVP, and also an Angel Soft MVP right here on the Rich Eisen Show. There he goes, working in his sponsorship. Isn't that amazing?
Pro move.
The play that is easily one of the things that gets brought up when you talk about Edelman in the Super Bowl is born out of a botched route because it was snap 90, right?
Yeah, the funny thing is,
in a game where they had to make up all for that lost ground, so they were snapping the ball and getting the ball back and making the comeback.
2:20 to go in the game, first down.
Unreal.
Unbelievable.
All right, we will take a break right here on the Rich Eisen Show. When we come back, I believe we've got Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday.
Hey.
But for the moment, Carlos Ortiz has got a sports update here on the Infinity Sports Network. Let's talk Sleep Number, people. In the NFL, there is no margin for error. One mistake can change the outcome of a game, or as you can tell right around these times, an entire season. So you gotta be on your game. Science proves quality sleep can help you boost your reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. As the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL, Sleep Number's mission is to provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. So why not do it for yourself? I do it. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It is just 10 numbers apart, but being able to adjust your bed's firmness after working out or for recovery, it's a game changer. So why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can choose your ideal comfort on either side. And now save 50% on the new Sleep Number limited edition smart bed, exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Limited time. See store or sleepnumber.com for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in details.
We've never done this, Mike. Are you ready to do this? You told him about how you are the Bill Walsh of audio executives.
Exactly,
you can't screw these up, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
You want them one at a time.
Yeah,
right?
Here we go. Yep. One at a time. Your favorite catchphrase from the original Predator. Go ahead. Here's one.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
All right, that's number one. Here's number two.
Okay.
This is the chopper! Can't hear them at
all.
Okay.
I'm doing this blindfolded.
Mike,
wait a minute, wait a minute.
No,
did Bill Walsh not have the volume up? Did the Bill Walsh sound engineers not have the volume up for the second.
Please.
Oh, my God.
We
oh,
can
boy.
Kill it.
This is not bode well.
Can you feedback.
Go? There's a method to his madness. Do you want to try one more time now?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, man.
Here we go. We can kill it.
Okay, if it bleeds,
we can kill it.
Okay, here's the next one.
This is a chopper!
This is a chopper. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And here's the other one.
One ugly mother.
Okay, there's that one.
Okay.
Start bench cut.
All right, get to the chopper. It's cut. Because it's only an incidental line, and the only reason we remember it is because he's Austrian. If any other actor on the history of the planet, and by the history of the planet, I mean the States.
Sure.
Because it's 1987, right? So the only country that exists is the United States of America.
Sure.
If anybody else said, get to the choppers, it wouldn't have been a line. It wouldn't have been a line. It's only because he's Austrian. Cut. It's superfluous.
Wow.
We're going to bench your one ugly MF-er. Because I have to be a comedian of integrity who works from the highest point of intelligence. We only like that because we were all 16 and he swore. So what you're going to do is you're going to start, if it bleeds, we can kill it. Because it's a succinct line, it furthers the plot, and it's done in a very naturalistic way.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Very well done.
That's mm-hmm. just...
All right, there we go.
Now,
for everybody else who comes in here on the Rich Eisen Show, we're going to show
I'm
them...
I'm setting the bar
you
know, here.
We're going to show them this start bench cut because you have raised the bar, Keegan.
Setting Michael the bar right here.
We're going to edit out Del Tufo.
I was just
going to
say...
We're
going to
edit that out.
Can you edit that out?
No, it's too good.
Perfect. Keegan-Michael Key's next appearance on the Rich Eisen Show is happening Friday of Super Bowl week in New Orleans. We'll see him there then. As a tradition unlike any other, he's going to be joining us. Maybe we'll have him Mr. Garvey for players in the Super Bowl.
G-Reg Zerillion.
G-Reg Zerillion definitely did not make the Super Bowl.
The D.D. Mekong K.
He tried his best, didn't make it.
So close.
He made the playoffs.
No Balake here today.
Balake Corum didn't make it either.
I mean...
You ready to go to war, Balake?
How would he pronounce Saquon? Saquon?
Saquon? I did it in the back yesterday.
Saquon
Barkley.
Saquon is too close.
Yeah.
Barkley. All right, we're workshopping here.
Saquon.
Yeah, Saquon Barkley.
Barkley.
I don't know.
We got to do it again. You got to go back to the well, right?
Saquon.
Well, you and he can hug it out for pour one out for Penn State, man.
Do you want to go to war, Balaki?
That's a good one. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, everybody. Oh, my goodness. Here's a riddle for you. What a yoga mat, a toothbrush, and a Hyundai have in common. If you guess they're all fun, well-designed, and super useful, you're close. The answer is you can order all those things on Amazon. And the best part, you don't even have to break down a car-sized Amazon box after because you'll pick up your Hyundai at the dealer. Hyundai, now available on Amazon. Visit Hyundai.com, HyundaiUSA.com, or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Limited availability. Pick up through a participating Hyundai dealer in select markets. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Tom in Delaware will take your call real quick. What's up, Tom?
I just wanted to support your perspective about the explosive players.
Okay.
I mean, really, Buffalo has two explosive players, Jim Kelly and James Cook. I looked up the running backs by explosive rushes, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50-plus.
Okay.
And Ty Johnson had 7 over 10-plus and none of the others. Ray Davis had 11 of 10-plus, 2 of 20-plus, and none of the others. And James Cook had 21 of 10-plus, 6 of 20-plus, 4 of 30-plus, 4 of 40-plus, and 1 of 50-plus.
Tom, I am completely with you here. You know,
I feel like Joe Brady muted their other explosive weapon more than
is it just one of
the Chiefs did.
Thanks for the call, Tom. I appreciate it. Is it one of those things, and Hoskins, you can get in my ear. I'll repeat your answer. It's just one of those things where Ty Johnson's part of their third down passing package and Cook wasn't, so they put him out there. I don't know.
You have to adjust.
But I know it was first down, but you're in a 3-minute mode. You're in a 4-minute mode. The number of times, again, all season long, I would watch James Cook be taken off the field because it was the last 2 minutes of a half. And I'm like, why are we not using this guy? This guy's a home run hitter. All he needs is a crease, and he's gone. He's doing Saquon-type things. What the hell is he doing standing on the sideline? You know? My goodness gracious. Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. Hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage. This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday. On a Tuesday.
Christopher, have at it, sir.
Hey, everybody. We good?
We're good.
Yeah, all right, good. We're good. Here's what's not good. After this fiasco in Philly on Sunday, too much hockey, Luvo jumping, all this crap, it's time to ban the tush push. I'm done with this play.
They'll never ban it. It's still a football play. The question is,
pushing
though,
pushing someone is not a football play from behind.
I understand, but I mean, I don't know how you legislate it out.
If they line up and someone pushes someone from behind, flag. No, it's not a play. And Hockey League can just award a touchdown? Yes. Did you know that was a rule?
Yeah. I didn't know it, but you know who did? Pereira, right on the spot. He goes, if they don't knock it off, a ref can
I know, it was nuts when you said that, can
rule a touchdown. Yeah. And at that point, Hockey League gets on his mic and he says that, you know.
They should have done it one more time just to test him to see if he would have done it.
What were they supposed to do at that point? Just, all right, cool, just score on this. Like, they're trying to make a football play to stop them from scoring. And he's like, if you do it again, we can award. Like, that is the, that's
and
a bunch of crap.
And who gets credit
right
for
there.
The touchdown? Who gets credit for that?
That's ridiculous and it's embarrassing. You can't tell somebody
to not make a football. Could you imagine if that would ever happen in the Super Bowl?
Oh.
That did, basically, it's like, if you don't. Right. If you don't eat your vegetables, there'll be no dessert.
Yeah.
And guess what happens?
It was one of those moments.
You get dessert anyway.
Well, no, there's a difference. I actually did not get dessert when I didn't eat my vegetables.
See,
okay? So I knew
neither
that.
Did I. So
they'll TJ never ban it. They've already discussed it.
And I eat the peas.
Move on.
Oh, I hate the peas.
I don't think this is an overreaction, but.
Thank you.
What else?
The Bills have maxed out under Sean McDermott.
I think that's absurd, too.
Yeah?
I do.
How many Super Bowls have they played in?
I get it. Oh. That would just be changing the coach for coaching's sake. I thought what he do, was doing this year, we were talking about middle of December, him being coach of the year candidate. I mean, honestly.
He says how many Super Bowls they've won. Like winning a Super Bowl is an easy thing to do. It's literally one of the hardest things in sports. Maybe the hardest thing.
Guess I don't what? Know how 0 you for could 4. Say you've maxed out under him. As a matter of fact, everything that was going down last year when he fired Ken Dorsey and Marshall Faulk went on What the Football saying he's out of options of throwing people under the bus. It's now going to be him in the spotlight. And there was the deep dive that he was the one who went, you know, he would go be tied on the sidelines. I think he kind of changed things up a little bit this year. It looked like he changed things up and it worked out well. And just, I don't know, man.
Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid. That's what it is.
1-2-3 Cancun.
What else, Chris?
We're all joining them in Cancun.
Can't talk enough about Jaden Daniels. He is firmly on the active quarterback Mount Rushmore.
What?
What are you talking about?
Active quarterback Mount
Rushmore.
He's
a top 4 quarterback in the NFL right now.
I would disagree with you on that front, too.
Who's better than him?
Lamar, Josh Allen, Mahomes.
Joe Burrow. And Mahomes.
I mean, he's
got further
there.
Than Joe Burrow. Got see, further than Lamar
again,
Jackson.
I need to see it again. This year, last year, we were talking about C.J. Stroud's a unicorn, one of the greatest offensive quarterback.
True.
One of the greatest quarterback rookie seasons we've ever seen, and Jaden Daniels topped him. And this year, the offensive coordinator gets fired in Houston.
This year, all we talked about was how Stroud took a step back.
No doubt.
Got his
I want to see it again
also.
Next year. I'm not saying he can't or that he will do what Stroud did this year, but right now, overreaction. That's one of your best overreactions in a while.
He's top 4 easy. At least 3 of the 4 guys will never win a Super Bowl. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert.
Again, another overreaction. At some point, Reed will not be the coach of the Chiefs.
And then
while
all
these guys
are
going to
be
active.
Retired.
No, they won't. And at some point,
Pete Carroll just got hired at 73.
I understand.
Andy Reid's never quitting. Why would he?
At some point, Kelsey won't be there either. At some point,
they didn't need him.
At some point,
there'll be somebody else.
Excuse me. At some point, Mahomes will enter the realm of trying to chase Brady down with successes in his 30s and 40s. As you know, we've already mentioned Mahomes has taken Brady out as the best 20-something quarterback we've seen. Metrics back that up. But to sit here and say these guys will never do it because we've seen Mahomes go 3 years in a row and what he's done in his first 7 years of his career is an overreaction.
Somebody might get one.
That is an overreaction. Understandable, but an overreaction for sure.
All right. All right, let's keep this going. A team with a new head coach in 2025 will win multiple playoff games.
A team is a new head coach in 2025.
It happened this year. Dan Quinn did it. I'm saying back to back. It's going to happen again.
You want to call your shot?
Well, it's too easy to say Mike Vrabel, so we'll give somebody else a chance.
I mean, no, honestly, though. Seriously.
No reason why Ben Johnson can't do it.
What about our new drop? What about our new drop? What about Liam Cohen?
New drop, Mike.
Waiting, Mike.
Duval.
Yeah, they can win that division.
Easy. Why is Brian Schottenheimer not on the screen?
Come on. What are we doing?
Come on.
Dude,
we are serious people here, Rich. Unlike the Dallas Cowboys football organization, who are not serious people.
Well, the Dallas Cowboys organization, this year removed, won 12 games in the previous three seasons in a row.
Chris Brotman, I'm calling this right now. What is today's date? January 28th.
January 28th.
We're not doing this next year saying, oh, well, Dallas, no. We don't have a chance to win next year. I'm telling you that right now. I don't want to go through 18 weeks of like
overreaction.
TJ's overreacting. Let's just get this out of the way.
Screen. In real time, he's overreacting.
I just speak for everybody. We don't want to start shows in October and November talking about Dallas when they're 3-5.
How about this? I agree. This is a proper reaction. And not only will Dan Quinn be followed up by somebody to do it, he'll be followed up by somebody in division. He's going to be followed up by Brian Schottenheimer.
One more. Can you believe it? Jason Kelce probably, definitely, 100% regrets retiring after last year.
Not at all. Are you serious? Dude, this guy is set up.
Yeah, I mean.
He could be in the Super Bowl again.
So what? He's going to cover it. He's going to go. You're going to see him. We're going to go to his party on Wednesday night. Who cares?
Probably him.
No way.
Look, Chris, Jason Kelce has my lifelong dream, which is to be a late night talk show host, and he's got that. So what's he doing?
Definitely regrets. In the deep down, in a drunk moment, because that's the truth, we will ask him if he regrets, and he will definitely say yes.
I would disagree. I will take the under on that. No, I will take the under on that.
Is he rooting for the Eagles or Chiefs?
See, now this is something that, you know,
Eagles for sure, right?
He's rooting for the team of the kid who they slept in the same bedroom for the first 17 years.
He already has three.
So
he
what?
Wants That's the Eagles to get another one. He's rooting for the Eagles.
I'm always rooting for my brother.
How dare
he's
you?
Definitely rooting for the Eagles.
By the way, Jason Kelce's life, I don't think he has too many regrets going on right now.
He's good.
That's an overreaction.
Actor Michael Rosenbaum, you know some of the most talented people in the business, and now he's getting the inside story.
Let's get inside of Heather Graham.
I can't look at like Boogie Nights and think that you were a nerd.
Johnny Knoxville.
You think you're going to do another Jackass movie? What do your kids want?
Dad's not going to do that. Yeah. You got to be careful how you choose your heroes.
Hear from some of the most fascinating people in pop culture today.
Danny Trejo.
You're a legend. Do you know you're a legend?
You can't be a legend having this much fun.
The Inside of You podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.